We're a grass factory. That's the plain and simple of it.
Jed Evgen co-manages the American Fork Ranch with his wife, Annie. He says when they joined the ranch in 1998, he talked with the owners about refocusing their operations to be better stewards of the land.
It started at the base level. It started with grass. It started with water, taking care of everything.
Evgen says a ranch is currently experiencing drought conditions, but active management will allow them to survive with minimal impacts.
If we could get everybody to kind of come this way.
About 40 people, mainly ranchers, are touring the American Fork. Evgen stops the vans next to a clear stream with cattle grazing nearby.
Okay, if everybody can hear me, this is the Emmy pasture. This is Basin Creek. This creek runs like this year round. It's a spring-fed creek, and it runs like that. Most of the time, if you look over the edge, especially right here, you'll see eastern brook trout swimming in it.
Brian Ose of Montana Trout Unlimited says this shows how cattle and trout are compatible.
This is a great example of stream restoration without a fencing project.
Ose says Evgen does that by allowing cattle to graze here for only 7 days. Then this area rests for up to 50 days. Evgen adds the beaver dams upstream control sediment. He also installed 2 tanks in an adjoining pasture, so the herds always have easy access to water.
We have found that the wildlife absolutely love these stock tanks, as do the cattle. You'll notice on each end that we have metal ramps on there. Them are our wildlife ramps. And if a gopher, a rabbit, or something happens to get in there and start swimming around, he is able to get out. A lot of the birds will perch on these metal wire deals and drink and stuff. And we're wildlife friendly in our tank designs here.
It's these and other management strategies that led this commercial cow-calf operation to be named the 2015 Montana and Region 5 winner of the Environmental Stewardship Award Program. The state program is sponsored by the Montana Stockerers Association, the Montana Beef Council, and beef producers, and the World Wildlife Fund.
What is the panda doing trying to partner with, you know, Montana Soccer?
Jesse Tufte is with the World Wildlife Fund. She says the organization wants to retain the world's intact grasslands for numerous reasons, including the fact it's a home to a myriad of species.
So ranchers are not the problem in this ecoregion. Ranchers are the reason that we have intact grasslands in North America.
Tufte says when WWF talks to ranchers, they won't agree on everything. So instead, her organization wants to foster ranchers talking to ranchers.
Do we have any questions? Either about the cattle or the pasture?
What kind of rotation do you have here, Jed? You talked about three pastures on this.
And ranchers learning from each other. That was the purpose of this inaugural tour at the American Fork Ranch. This year's Environmental Stewardship winner, Lon Rukoff of the Cherry Creek Ranch near Terry in southeastern Montana, was among those who attended, and his ranch is scheduled to host next year's tour. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, 2 Dot Montana.
Okay.